This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
The segment's brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right there at 2329 U.S. Highway 86 in lovely El Centro. Parks Department understands the weekend wheeling needs and open on Saturday and Sunday. So if you do need it, a part, 888-900-2804. Plus, if you're looking for a deal on a Jeep, a Chrysler, a Dodge, a Ram, and you don't want to have to deal with markup, Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram does not mark anything up. IVCDJR.com. Check out the inventory. Also, Alpha Site Logistics. If you're doing an event out in Imperial Valley, they've been doing it for over 20 years. They keep all of the regulatory folks happy. They have portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. You may call them at 760-352-8383, or you can go on to Facebook at facebook.com/alpha site logistics. And we got Ed and Audrey in the house. Audrey, how is your shoulder?
I'm doing okay.
But you're still not going to get an acupuncture.
I can't. There's a panic attack, man. My heart
you
can't
close your
it.
Eyes. You'll never even feel the.
No, the, you I'm know sorry. What?
I guarantee you, if you went in,
I tried that
no,
Monday
never.
Night. I
you,
drove.
Did you get a needle in you?
No.
Then you didn't try.
I had an anxiety panic
it's
attack.
Like broccoli.
A whole episode in the parking lot. I couldn't bring myself in. It wasn't happening.
Where's your husband? Just tell him to throw a bucket of ice cold water on you.
Then he probably would be happy to do that.
I'm telling you, man, you'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
I know, but that's okay. Anyway, I guess we did have a special guest, but unfortunately that was not to be.
Yes, I'm so sorry, Adam. We
he's
wish
you
best.
He's not feeling well, down and out. Yes. Down and out, as the saying goes.
Down and out. Hopefully he's recovering at home. Adam Philibin from Clean Desert was going to join us. Hopefully he can come next weekend instead. Hopefully he's feeling a little bit better. That's why he probably didn't make Corral Canyon yesterday, because he only lives in Oceanside. But
I got him to talk with Randy Bannis, the chair of the Desert Advisory Council. So I'm really curious to see how that transpired, what went on. And I want to talk to Randy, because they had a Desert Advisory meeting, council meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
So the idea of the Desert Advisory Council is to help people who have problems with the BLM find a solution. So Adam had complained to me about having problems with the Barstow office of the BLM, that they're trying to do cleanups out there. They're trying to do good things to help, and they were getting roadblocks from the BLM.
Yeah.
So I'm really – and he didn't know what to do. So I said, oh, you need to talk to Randy and work through this committee, and I think you'll find satisfaction. So I'm really anxious to hear, and hopefully things went really well. But we'll talk about that next week. Yesterday, where were you, Audrey?
We were out at Corral Canyon yesterday. I worked hard and organized the San Diego Four-Wheel Drive Association, San Diego Four-Wheelers Club, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club of San Diego, TDS 4x4, and SDORC volunteers. We worked with the Forest Department this week.
The Forest
we got
Service.
360 rice bales delivered on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
Yes, the forest worked on Thursday and Friday, I believe. Forest members moved bales and prepped for us to come yesterday.
Wow.
And yesterday we had two bobcats and 89 volunteers with I think 8 trailers, and we were able to move the rest of them. We got the 360 rice bales installed. We had crews go out to all different trails, so depending on their vehicle's capability and what they could do, we had the Forest Service provided us loppers, and everybody went out and did trail grooming, trail maintenance.
What was the purpose of the bales?
There is a kids' dirt bike training track that
and
has
ATV.
Outer circle and a little inner kind of infinity. It's a really awesome track. It's a big track, and it allows kids, you know,
so
young
hay bales
kids
are
to learn
for protection and containment.
To keep them in the so they don't hit the bushes and stuff. It just kind of helps them to learn how to turn and ride and, you know, gas up, hit the brakes, how to be able to ride each way and not just one, you know, because for me, it's a lot easier for me to turn right than it is for me to turn left. You know, I don't know why, but ever since I've been riding, my entire life of riding,
you're in a circle.
It's way easier for me to turn right and go up a hill or turn right and go down a hill or over a dune than it is for me to turn left. And I have no idea why.
So all the circle racing, you know, goes to the left.
I know. It's
so that's a problem.
Well, she doesn't like acupuncture either, so go figure.
Go figure.
So the track that they have, you can only get into it with a small vehicle. They have what we call a gatekeeper, which there's a variety of gatekeepers that sort of limits the vehicle that can get into the area. For instance, there's motorcycle single track trails, and they have these two blocks on either side, so it's an ATV or anything bigger cannot fit.
But a bike can.
And for the kids' training area, they have a bar that you have to go under. Right, so like a guy, like an adult on a big motorcycle.
Well,
there's
what if
no
you're
way
towing in a? You could what if you're towing there. Something in?
Well, here's the thing. It's right next to the camping area, the Corral Canyon campground. You go to the north side of the campground, and then there's a gate that goes into the kids' training area. So the kid goes under the bar and goes right over to the
their bike will be able to fit underneath it.
But you don't
easily.
Need a vehicle to get out there.
No.
I mean, for the parents. Okay.
No, parents walk over there.
Yeah, the parents will just
so
walk
like,
it.
Like quad 50, motorcycle 50cc, ATC 70. Those are the kind of vehicles
well, how did
that
this
can
come,
go in
come
there.
To be? I'm finding this hard to understand that BLM helped, would do this.
No, this is National Forest, Cleveland National Forest.
I'm even shocked even that the
they're
National
even,
Forest.
They're actually harder to work with. The forests are the...
But I can't believe they would put a track
well,
for kids.
We don't call it a track because tracks are not allowed in forests, so we call it a kids' training area.
Gotcha.
And actually, SDRC... worked on it and got it with the help of a Yamaha grant.
20
I think around
years ago.
Was it 20? I
think
a little
less. Early 2000. It was early 2000.
Jan McGarvey wrote the grant request to Yamaha.
Yeah.
And got that. And her husband is our current webmaster.
Right.
Jim is still helping us with mass email and web stuff. So Jan wrote that, and I remember going out there many years ago with Scott Hillier, and we moved hay bales, and it was hard.
Yeah.
So I didn't work on hay bales yesterday. I went in and trimmed a trail that I helped build in the forest, the Ranger Trail, which is a motorcycle single track. I brought my bike and a lopper, and I'd rode along, and I'd park my bike, and I'd cut a couple hundred feet, then get on my bike and move forward. So I trimmed a couple of miles.
Did somebody come behind you and pick up your trimmings?
No, I was by myself. I just
in.
Kick it out of the way.
Oh, you just
yeah.
let it?
Yeah. The Forest Service doesn't want you to pick up the trimmings at all. You just, as you trim it, you just toss it back in. You just make sure it's off the trail.
Mm.
Yeah. And trim it.
Fertilizer.
It wasn't big pieces that, like, it's a slim trail, and there were just little branches that would, you know, slap you in the face or the hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, which, it's really awesome. Those San Diego four-wheelers adopt a trails out there. TDS adopt a trails out there. So TDS did their own trail, Gunslinger. They were able to install 2 areas of fencing, approximately 30 feet of fencing for 2 workarounds. Gunslinger has a gatekeeper, which is, you know, a decent set of boulder you got to get up and get through. Well, if you can't get through that, you know, you should not be doing the trail. It is a rated trail for a reason, and there's a gatekeeper for the reason, because if you can't do that, half a mile, three quarters of a mile in, you're not going to be able to pass that trail. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, you know, this is a designated trail. Well, they create little workarounds in sensitive habitat area to go around where they can't get their vehicle mm-hmm. through. They don't have lockers. They don't have big enough tires it is to make it over the obstacle. So we installed, you know, stay on designated trail signs and fencing to block those off in two separate areas on Gunslinger. I know San Diego Four Wheelers has, I believe Sidewinder is theirs, as well as Bronco Pink. They did both of those. We had a group do Diamondback. We had a group that just saw it on Instagram and joined us, and they had a couple of Subarus and, you know, a little bit lower wheelbase to the ground. So they did the huge loop, Espinosa Trail, and went and did the whole circle.
I'm happy that's open. That was the only trail they left closed when they had that fire last year.
Yeah.
And so I'm pleased that that's open.
Cool. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Fire and Ice Heating and Air. The Ashley family in Lakeside, they've been doing this since 1983. Call them at 1-800-400-FIRE-3473 or just go to fireandicehvac.com. These folks will take extremely good care of you. 40 years supporting the HVAC industry. Operating zones border from Oceanside, Escondido, Julian, and most of the larger San Diego County from inspection to service installs. Maintenance, commercial, residential, free door-to-door, no trip charges, no fuel charges. Just pay for the work performed. Discount repairs for all senior citizens and military. And if you're a little concerned about an estimate you got, Fire and Ice will take a look free of charge. 1-800-400-FIRE. Wayne Miller Tires, 619-596-2800. He's bumped it up. Yes, he'll sell every tire on the planet. But now he's doing wheel alignment, brakes, shock, suspension, tranny services, radiator services, oil changes, and a whole lot more. Go with Wayne Miller Tire, the off-roader's best friend. We got Audrey and Ed in the house, and we were talking about a cleanup that we did out at Corral Canyon Saturday.
My heart is so happy. I am so proud. We had such a successful event with 89 volunteers out there.
What do you attribute that to? Constant hounding on the radio.
yeah, that definitely.
I mean,
because
we haven't stopped. You know, we have not stopped between radio and TV.
A couple of years ago, we had even more. Remember, we had 120.
2019.
But that's going to have to be grown back because you still got people worried about COVID. Yeah.
No, we had a good number of people. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, you'll see those numbers again because every time you do it. You know, and people realize it was fun, it was safe, and it accomplished. It'll just get bigger and bigger.
It felt like the right size to me.
It was a great.
Like it's not that big of a place. You don't want to just cram more vehicles into there.
No. How long did it take for you to complete it?
I want to say we hit the trails between 8:30 and 9. At 8:30, we called everybody together. I said, this is where we need this, and this done. What do you think? And we had groups go, well, we'll take over here installing the bales. We'll take loading the bales. We're going to head to Gunslinger. We're going to head to Bronco Peak and do each side of it. Another group said, oh, we sponsored Diamondback. We're going to head over to Diamondback.
So you were done by what time, would you say?
We were back at camp 12:30 to 1. 1 o'clock, everybody had eaten, and we did our small little raffle.
See, the reason I bring this up is because everybody thinks to get involved with what you did is going to take, like, all day. But the more you bring, and the more, and that sounded like, God, that was super organized without even organizing it.
Yeah, I was trying to do to keep it as a good flow, you know.
Yeah.
So we called it out. We had 12 people go down and start installing
who wants
the bales.
This? Who
and,
wants that?
Yeah,
who
and,
wants
and that's this? How it was. It was what is your vehicle capable of? What is your body capable of? What would you like to do? Okay, here you go. This is where you can head.
So you showed him how to flip hay bales?
Oh, no. I didn't do anything. I stood I bark checking orders. I can be very loud.
You're good at being in charge, standing up and telling people, I need you to come here, go over there. So yeah. Audrey's a natural manager.
I want to see her when she tells somebody to go get acupuncture. Because you know that's coming. Once she gets it done,
tell anybody to
once
go
she
get
gets it done, it's gonna she's gonna be in one of those realizations.
I tried. I drove to the thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to the parking lot. I got in the parking lot and I couldn't get out of the Jeep. I was shaking hysterically.
You know, Audrey, I got the same things. I'm not.
So did I. I hate needles. Do you see any tattoos on this fat body?
No, none either. Virgin skin for a reason.
Thank you. You and me both. Same with Ed.
No.
But.
I'm not showing.
Oh, wait. We figured it out. She loves pain. That's the only thing we can think of.
Yeah.
Anybody go through with a wounded wing?
No.
So yesterday I cut the east side of Ranger Trail, the trail I helped the forest build on 2006, 2007, 2008 around then. So the last time I was out there, I did the west side of Ranger. Mm-hmm. So this side, I did the east side, and I was on my bike and I had the lopper and I just move along. So when I got to the end and I like, all right, I'm done. So I rode, continued the trail to the end, and I started coming, following my way back, and I saw some cars at a trail that came off. So I took that trail. And then I got to the place where you had just mentioned where they're putting the little barrier.
Yeah, Gunslinger.
And there's a bunch of people there, off-roaders and a couple of forest staff, like maintenance staff there. And I was like, oh my God, what do you guys do? Like, I didn't realize that they were, what they were doing. I thought they were blocking the trail, but I couldn't see the trail because these other big Jeeps were blocking my view of it. So I was like getting upset until I realized, oh, they're just cutting, they're like cheating, they're cutting out that other loop, and they
the cheaters put in because they don't know how to drive over the rocks and what their vehicle is capable of.
So then I felt better about it, and I followed that trail all the way around. I don't know, is that what's that trail called?
Gunslinger.
That's Gunslinger. Is that supposed to be a hard one?
No, it's a medium trail. It's not a black rated diamond. It's not black diamond.
Because I was able
blue.
To do it okay on my bike.
Yeah.
In my hiking boots and jeans.
Yeah.
But there's a lady out there with a, I think she's in TDS. She had like tires are this tall.
Oh, Vicky.
I got my hand
got
up
a
like to
nice
shoulder height.
LJ. She's got 42s on her LJ, locked front and rear. She wheels everywhere. She takes that thing. She's got some brass.
I don't think anything will stop that.
Oh, man. It's blue and gray.
And she was at KUSI.
She would have been at KUSI. She's probably been at KUSI for TR Del Sol TDS.
Yeah.
Vicky Morgan. She's absolutely amazing.
That is
amazing.
A substantially capable vehicle.
It's a monster.
I think this entire summer she went everywhere. Like every week I turned around, she was in a different spot. We like Moab, San Hollow, and Arizona, Parker, all over.
I think
over.
She would have no trouble with Rubicon. She would just drive over everything and not really like other people would stress.
We
and
did
like,
Devil's
and
Canyon and she
would just
easy.
Motor right through it.
Oh yeah. 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 She's great.
That's when money is everything.
Yeah, yeah. So I've had a lot of people reach out because I did the post yesterday afternoon and then even this morning and say, how did we not hear about it? How do we not know about it? So I got to do better. We have to do better at promoting on social media and stuff.
I
have to do better at promoting the radio and promoting these events.
What you need to do, and I'm just as guilty as you are, but what I need to do, like when I'm sitting on the couch getting ready to come to radio,
I need to
do a breakdown. I need to do a breakdown. Like here's what's on, but I don't know what our topics are because you've never sent me back a sheet with all the topics. So but I mean we need to do a topic for each, you know, just say 12 o'clock, here's what's on STORC Dirt Radio. What for me, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
I used to try and organize and do it that way. Back the first
by the way,
year,
where are your headphones?
In the Jeep that I jumped out of and came into the studio. My husband.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is only the organizational skills we have sitting across from me. But she can bark.
Organizer. Listen,
but she can bark.
Audrey's skills are elsewhere.
Yes, they are.
She has very strong skills. I will never want to say anything negative. She forgets her headset. I'll just tell her it's commercial time.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we just smack her in the back. Just hit her on the shoulder. That'll
do. No, I'm not touching her. She's sore.
Bring some pins. Bring some pins next Sunday.
Oh, That's a great idea. I'll just put a pin cushion right here.
Yeah.
Right next to her.
What? You can have radio with Adam next week and without me.
Stick you with a pin.
So the forest likes us going out there. Now, we like to do these events because it helps us, right? I trim a trail, and next time I ride the trail, I'm not going to get whacked in the face by a bush. And we improve trails. We improve the kids' training area. But the forest also gets something out of it. And Audrey mentioned that when we all gathered up.
Yeah.
Is that the forest gets money from State Parks Green Sticker Fund through a State Parks, through a grant.
Yes.
They get actually several grants. They get a law enforcement grant, and they get a ground operations grant.
Yes.
And the ground operations grant pays the salary of the people that manage it, like Gabe and his coworkers, and it pays for heavy equipment, it pays for fuel, it pays for their stuff to go out there and keep this area open for us. And so when you have a grant, when you try to get grant money, you need to put some skin in the game. You need to put up at least 25% of the project. So if it's a $100,000 project, you need to put up $25,000. Mm-hmm. But they allow you to use volunteer hours in lieu of cash for the match.
They just want it done.
Right.
Right.
They just want it done.
Part of what was so great about yesterday and having all those people there is we got a whole bunch of hours of volunteer for the match. So we're getting them, and I didn't do the math, but like on order of $75,000 to $100,000. So enough to hire a person to work for a year. And that's really... You know, when I was young and just like kind of a wild dirt biker, I didn't like agency staff people anywhere near me. I just wanted to ride. Leave me alone. I don't want, if I see a vehicle with an emblem on the side, I'm going other direction. Mm-hmm. And now I'm grown up and I understand how things work.
Now you go towards them.
I will. And I know their boss, which is the funny part. But seriously, agency staff help keep these places open. We need to manage them properly, and that's how Corral Canyon, Ocotillo Wells, the Imperial Sand Dunes, the place that we love, the way to keep those open is to have agency staff there working on it. Mm-hmm. So yesterday's event helped to force have enough money to have a person working there full time.
Wow, and that's amazing.
That's a big deal for us.
See,
we love
you,
that area.
And you brought up a good point. You know, as negative as you were towards a vehicle with a sticker on it, I'm sure there's tons of kids today that have that same mentality.
Oh, and it just goes with like your phase of your life.
Right. No, I totally agree.
And the young guys are just like I was. And I remember the older guys who somehow worked with agency staff and they put on races and events.
How could they do that?
I just didn't understand. And it was just crazy to me. Like, how would you ever put on an event? How would you ever talk to those people?
So I just thought about something. But it'd be another challenge for you since you can't go off road and you won't take a needle. You need to send me the name and emails of people that you think should get our radio show, the BLM, the Forestry Service, all that.
Oh, I can do that.
And if you send them to me, I'll put them in the SDORC Dirt Radio because you know how I send that out?
Yeah.
And then that way you never have to worry about it again.
Oh, that'd be great.
So all you have to do is send me, I mean, I'll send you an email to request them.
Yeah.
And I would leave it as whoever you want.
That'd be great.
And if you wanted to do a separate one for clubs,
yeah,
we could do that, or we could combine them. You know, because I make that is so easy for me to do. I just click, boom, and I send
it. Well, yesterday with our work with the Forest Service, there was 10 Forest Service employees there that helped us through each
That's
of the
different. That's the most Forest Service people I've ever seen outside of a forest office.
But see, I always want to know why. Because wherever where that why is, that means that's something we need to work on even harder. Because whatever that was that got them to come out works. Let's take a break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, I understand we're back. You'd never know it from us because we can't hear anything. But that's okay.
Good thing I don't have headphones.
Brought to you by Prime, Primary Residential Mortgage. Chris Wiley is the main dog. 619-722-1303. Chris was born and raised in San Diego, and he's been doing mortgage pretty much his whole life. So if you need any questions asked, whether you're military, not reverse mortgage, maybe you want to refi, maybe you want to do anything that has to do with loans, you need to call Chris at 619-722-1303. And let's not forget S&S Off-Road Magazine. They've gone from a hard magazine to digital, and the benefit there is you get way more pages than you did in the book. SSORMag.com, SSORMag.com. Steve and Sherry will keep you totally up to date on what's going on in the desert, rules, regulations, classified events, and Ed even writes a couple of columns to keep you up to date from a legal or a political standpoint.
So, you know, we had a meeting last week, and Chris Wiley's brother came to the meeting, his brother and his wife, and they were interested in what we're doing. So I'm excited for them to come to more meetings and maybe get involved.
And be awesome.
His wife has shows an interest in some of the more technical stuff that we do. So I think that's super cool.
Hmm.
Oh,
Yeah, he's just testing.
One of the cool things that we might be able to utilize them for is
It was Audrey's fault.
Trails. Oh. What did I do?
Yeah, our headsets weren't working for a couple of minutes.
So Audrey had us unplugged.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah. That's because you don't have headphones. So you're just getting mad.
How
even.
Would you know?
I know how you are. Okay, I feel much better now.
Well.
Sorry, we digress.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about something I just found out about very recently. Amy sent a link. There's a hunting app called Onyx, and it's a very comprehensive land use, like computer phone app. And you can tell where boundaries are, and you can tell who owns what land.
Really?
It's like hunters particularly like it. It was started by a hunter, mm-hmm. but it, lots of different people that use land like it, but started as a hunter. So it created a real problem in Wyoming. And land in the American West has what they call a checkerboard looking ownership. That is, every other square mile is either public or private. And the government did that in the 1800s, trying to get the West to be more populated. And they would give the railroad every other square mile, and then they would keep the other square miles. And so there's this weird ownership pattern all over public land. So in Wyoming, there's a guy that owns 2 square miles, and they touch at a corner. So they're sort of kitty corner square miles. And then within this square, the other 2 square miles are Bureau of Land Management, public land. And so this guy wanted to go hunting from one square to the other, but the private property owner doesn't want people trespassing on his property. And so the guy, the hunter, he goes and he crossed right at the corner. And
it's a huge deal right now. There's a lawsuit about it, and it's a detrimental thing of what's going to happen. So if the landowner wins, then it could really be horrible for hunters and off-roaders and all of the alike.
The hunter went over there and he walked right across the corner. The landowner figured out what happened, and the landowner put a no trespassing sign on each of his corners, and they're like 1 inch apart. Like they drew it right down to the very tiny spot. And so for the hunter to go from one to the other, like, how do you get there? So the next hunting season, the hunter came back and he brought an A-frame ladder and he put it over the no trespassing signs, and him and his friends climbed up and they climbed back down and they got to the other part of the public land. Well,
they
the landowner.
His land.
They didn't touch his land. So the landowner had the guy prosecuted for trespassing, and it went through court, and the hunter won. All right, so that's big. But the landowner then created a civil lawsuit against him. So there's criminal, and then there's civil. And the civil, they're different. They're a different kind of government, different sort of rules. So the civil lawsuit is running right now. And the world is anxiously watching to see what happens in this lawsuit, because
even though it's Wyoming.
It's Wyoming. It could set a precedent for all over the place.
What kind of damage was done to the owners, the private owner's property?
Nothing. None. Nothing.
So really. He's just being a butt.
He's just being difficult.
Okay.
And some people are
Let
buying
me see.
Property
Am I
out
make
there.
Make a hunter angry in Wyoming. I'm wondering where that mentality comes to be.
Yeah, with the Unabomber. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just hear. Anybody hear that? No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
So in Wyoming and areas like that,
we don't protest angry or retaliation, folks. By the way, here on this radio station,
there's landowners that make a lot of money by selling hunting permits. Okay, you can hunt elk for $10,000 on my property.
Heck yeah, that's what I'd do.
If I own the land,
Heck, you wouldn't, man. I'll have to give you coffee and donuts too.
So this landowner, he has this vested interest in protecting his land, and this article also talked about landlocked public land. That there's sections of public land out there that are surrounded by private property.
Yeah, and you can't get into it.
And so the private property owners next to it consider it theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a problem. Like, how do people like us get access to this public land? And this corner problem, it's an interesting problem. And I mean, I would love to see like that corner be made public within like say 10 square feet or like enough to get a vehicle through. Personally, I love access. I want to be able to get to places. That's my whole thing with SDORC. I want to be able to go places and look around and operate vehicles
out
there.
Get out and explore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like, it's just infuriating to see these, like this problem where the public land comes together at a point. So do you think that,
you know, I would think that the legal aspect of it would look at this as, okay, here's a rule or regulation that was done back in the 1700s. Maybe this needs to be upgraded, you know, into the 21st century to where everybody will be. Like, for example, you could have private property, as you mentioned, up to the corner of your properties, but there's a 10-foot thoroughfare that belongs as open property or open territory.
So make an easement.
Just make an easement out of it.
I would love to see
can't,
that.
You can't to me, that would be wouldn't that be the simplest solution?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure these guys in Wyoming don't just have an acre of land.
Oh,
I'll bet you
so
they
one
got
square mile is okay, 660 miles.
Okay,
660 acres.
But
so this guy has numerous square miles.
That's my point. So you're,
what does he care about that 10 feet? Well, it's not that he cares about the 10 feet. It's the animals on that public land that he wants access to.
Right.
For his deal.
For his personal.
And even if they're on the public land and he doesn't take access to them, they'll eventually walk onto his land,
right,
and he can go get them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a selfish element to this guy, right, and it kind of needles me a little bit. Sorry, Audrey, for the term.
Oh, yeah.
But it,
we can't use that word,
just,
needle.
Yeah.
She just fainted, folks, in case anybody's interested.
Audrey, when you wake up, let's
whip out a needle. We got her. She's unconscious.
Let's go back to the show.
Isn't that what all of these litigations are really about?
It's like the landowners against the land users. And we all feel strongly in support of private property rights.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like I have a small house in Claremont and I don't want somebody going in my yard.
Right.
Right. And then people own more land and they don't want people messing with their property out there.
But if all they had to do was walk through a 10-foot square on the corner, the north side or the south, you know, west corner of your property, mm-hmm, would you have that kind of a problem?
And then would the owner be justified in going after compensation for losing exclusive use of their property?
If it's 10 foot, say,
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
And I'm not saying I know the solution, but I think that's a problem that might want to be solved at some point.
Well, it needs to be solved out of the courts.
And if it's a 1 square mile, that's one thing. But if it's like 100-foot by 100-foot property that's right on the corner, like that's a different sort of animal to work on.
Yeah, then 10-foot would be way too much at that point in time.
It's a significant percentage
of
the guy's property.
So you'd be looking at 2.5-3 foot maybe, for corner.
And what about getting a vehicle across? And what if that point of intersection is on a steep slope? Yeah. Or there's a boulder there.
Oh, there's a million.
Or there's water there.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just, It's difficult, and I'm just expressing that there's a difficult problem here, and nobody has a solid solution.
But it could be solved.
And different corners could have different solutions. But we would like to work on a solution. And there's a court case running right now, and this guy is saying, the landowner is saying that his property goes up into space. Not into orbit, but it goes above the ground and below the ground.
Yeah, like, air.
So it's not, yeah. So he's...
Soil underneath
the hunter
you
went,
to the air above you is what you
went into his air space.
So how high is his air space? And can we make a ladder taller than his air? It's just an interesting problem because the guy wants to have legitimate access to this other public land that is surrounded on all four sides by private property, but there's the corners. So how do we solve this corner issue? And this court case will probably set some kind of precedent. Yeah,
tunnels.
But we own down below too.
Yeah, but show me what you're using it for.
At some point, mineral rights, right? Like you don't own, like I have a house, but I don't own the mineral rights to my property.
Right.
So could somebody dig a tunnel?
The government could.
Yeah, or whoever owns the mineral rights.
Right,
I don't know if it's the government or some corporation.
Yeah, that's true too.
Somebody.
Boy, just lawyers. No wonder they're pumping
them
out.
I should have gone into law.
I know. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the lawyers just are the only ones making bank. You know, the other people, you know, they're all emotional. And the lawyers, I had a situation where two shop owners did everything on a handshake. Mm. And $130,000 out of his bank account and $120,000 out of his bank account. Nothing got resolved because the lawyer kept saying it's a handshake. You don't have anything in writing. But these two guys were so angry with one another, they just kept throwing money at the lawyers, and then the minute they didn't have any more money, the lawyer says, okay, thanks, next, and just walked away.
And they somehow worked it out.
No matter what. No, well, they didn't. One died, and the other one died right shortly after, right, which is
that's
odd.
A solution.
All right, let's take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey. This segment's brought to you by the Wise Ox. If you haven't been to the Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry, put our station on the car radio and head out. The Wise Ox is your neighborhood butcher shop located. There's one in North Park and one in La Costa, owned and operated by the Trust Restaurant Group. So, you know, check these guys out. You can get all your classic meats. All high-end premium heritage pork, free-range chicken, all painstakingly sourced just for you and your family. The Wise Ox Butcher Shop, North Park, 2855 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 1. Go in and thank them for sponsoring our show. All right, so we were talking about, you know,
private property
versus public.
And that difficult corner where the four square miles come together, and how do you cross that? Like, are you permitted to cross, like, from one diagonal to the other? Can you walk across that legally if somebody else owns the other two and they don't want you to?
Theoretically, even back in the days, the 1700s and 1800s, you could not do that without permission of the landowner.
Correct.
Because that's trespassing. I mean, that's the ultimate to trespassing.
But I mean, like, where the corners come together, like, you could step over it and you would be fine.
Theoretically, you could. But back in the day, you're on a horse with a mule with a lot of gear, or you have a wagon. You know, it's not,
everything's different. And people have control issues.
This needs to be addressed. You know, it's just like the immigration needs to be addressed, just like all of the other crazy laws out there that need to be addressed. But, you know, they can't seem to get together to make it right. And it's not like it's rocket science.
Dave told us about a couple guys that just could not come to an agreement. And here, like, the landowner versus the hunter, they're at a stalemate.
And how much money do you think they've spent on lawyers?
Oh, my goodness.
It's got to be stupid
money. The article was talking about that and how the hunters are collecting money and all these people are donating to them. Yeah. Like, all the people that can barely afford $5 are giving them $5.
Right. It's almost a David and Goliath. You know, the landowner.
It
kind of
is.
David
the wealthy landowner versus the guy that just wants to go hunting.
Just wants to go hunting. Yeah.
So we feel sorry for the hunter, but... You kind of feel sorry
for the landowner, too. Because
if I owned square miles, I maybe would feel differently.
Well, if they give an inch, you know, how do you know they're not going to take more and take more? And next thing you know, I don't have any more property.
That's what this is so difficult about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm staying silent because, honestly, I'm a hunter-gatherer, and I was born and raised with a gun in my hand walking in El Centro Valleys. But we got permission from every
That's what I always
owner.
Did.
My dad knew over half the ranch owners in El Centro when I was a kid, from junior pheasant hunt,
right.
the whole nine yards.
Even if you had to give the owner some pheasant.
Them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We always.
Yeah, we'll give you something that we shoot.
We always took care of them.
Yeah.
I'm strongly suspect that the guy who...
The
not the ladder. No, the hunter, I strongly suspect he did not go to the landowner and say, hey, I'm planning to do this. This is what I'm...
But I don't know.
What if he did and he got turned down?
He got turned down. Yeah, exactly.
Got turned down and he went anyway.
What do you want to bet he left the ladder?
No, I'm pretty sure he brought it. Those things are...
I wouldn't know.
You bought a ladder lately? They're not giving them away.
Yeah, but I mean, trust me. You ever seen the ones out at the fairground called the Little Giant?
I don't know.
Those metal ones that do all kinds of expand. I have two of them.
Oh, those kind. Yeah,
You know why? They're freaking 300 pounds.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, I mean, they're...
They had a pack mule bring their ladder.
And my wife keeps saying, when are you going to use that ladder? When are you going to... I got this $12 aluminum one really works super good. But anyway.
Well, I know that... we've been talking about this, but I kind of want to circle back to Corral Canyon really quick before we have...
Okay. I have a legislative thing I want to hit.
All right.
Okay. It's kind of quick. So the legislature convened for one day on December 5th just to assign some committees and to just say, okay, we're starting. If you want to submit a bill, you can start submitting from today. So Assemblymember Fong submitted AB 53, which is the fuel tax suspension for 1 year. So that's in there now. That's gonna go. So whenever that gets signed, fuel tax will be stopped for 1 year. And why I care about that? Of course, I don't want to pay fuel tax if I don't have to. But what I really care about is that the off-road program in California is funded by fuel tax. And I want to make sure that if the fuel tax is not being collected, that our program is still being funded like all the other programs that get funded by fuel tax. I want to make sure that our program continues to be funded in the normal way like it was last year.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch this bill and see if it gets amended in such a way that it could harm us or hopefully help us. But we just got to keep an eye on it. So that's really important. Also, there's a new assembly member in East San Diego County, Marie Waldron.
Waldron.
Mm-hmm.
With new redistricting.
You're going to love her.
Yeah.
Well, she sent one of her staff to our meeting last week, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey's going to be working with us on state legislative issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought him up to speed on what we care about. Mm-hmm. And we have like four legislative priorities this coming year. We're talking about side-by-sides. We're talking about SB 155 and maybe getting some new areas to ride in exchange for losing Carnegie. We're looking at the red sticker, what could possibly happen with racing motorcycle registrations, and now this fuel tax thing.
Well, with the fuel tax, I don't remember if it was Corey from Marie Waldron's office or if it was Chris Micah from Randy...
Daryl Issa.
Daryl Issa's office, who, yeah, I almost said Randy Papel, but I knew it wasn't the assembly, but I stopped myself.
It's easy to
get wait a minute, confused. Sorry. Senator Issa's office, who had come in. I don't remember which one of them, but when we brought it up and we discussed the fuel tax, one of them said that they had tried to get amendments added into it, or another one added where it included to ensure that each of the different programs would have been taken care of for it.
So it's a state tax, so
yeah.
ISA wouldn't be involved
so
in
it
a
must
state.
Have been, it must have been Corey.
We didn't have anyone from Brian's
Olden.
Office there, so
yeah,
it must have been Corey.
Must have been Corey from Marie Waldron's.
You remember, we had a surprise. Brian Jones and John Mendez, his staff, came to the cleanup and... We're there in Brian's
Yeah.
Red Jeep. Brian's
Shout
a Jeeper.
Out to...
So that was really cool.
And one of the things that I found out about Senator Brian Jones yesterday is that the San Diego Four Wheelers Association was there with us yesterday, San Diego Four Wheelers 4x4 Club. And Brian Jones was treasurer and on the board of directors in 90 to 91, 92.
I knew he was part of the club
and
years
so
back.
I didn't know that. He
oh,
was actually
he
a treasurer
was a
of the San Diego Four Wheelers. So he was talking with them yesterday and they got the photos and stuff going. So
he heard it was their event. So he came out. So that was really fun to see him out there. And he lifted his Jeep and he did, I forget what he did. I think he did something to the front
the
differential.
Banks. Yeah. He added in.
And he's like saving
system.
Up. He said, I'm saving up for bigger tires and rims.
Yeah.
So I thought that was awfully cool of him.
Well, when we were talking Corral Canyon, Senator was actually there and I was working. We had Gabe Padilla, who is the forest manager for Corral Canyon, Cleveland right there. And then I had a couple of other forest representatives.
OHV supervisor.
And we were talking about adding in a new trail and what it would take to get a new trail in there. And given the opportunity, we can work on it. And the forest manager 100% supports the idea and likes it and wants to work on it. So hopefully next year, 2023, we can get a new trail added in at Corral Canyon, and it would actually go from Bear Valley Road in Pine Valley, and it would connect up to the Espinosa Trail. I believe like 18, 20 years ago, it was when I was a teenager, there used to be a Cal Fire, it was a fire trail, a fire break trail that would go through there. It was a 4x4 trail, and it would go from Espinosa down below. It's not the current, there's currently still open, there is a single track or quad trail
quad on it.
It gets a little bit close.
I've done it recently, the Kernan Cycle Trail.
Yeah.
So in Bear Valley Road, you take it up to the top, mm-hmm. and then it's gated, like the four wheels can't go through. The two wheelers can go through the thing, and then you can go all the way down to Corral Canyon.
Yeah, and yeah. So though near that, there used to be a fire break trail, and they
closed
it.
I was wondering, like, how we could get a motorcycle, how we can get a four wheel drive.
Well, we'll find all about that next week on STORC Dirt Radio. And yes, we will be live Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Make sure you tune in right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.